This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, BAIC, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, The Free National Movement, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, RF Banking Trust, Mons Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well today. If you want to give us a call at some point on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands today on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Number of things to get to today. I have to ask you a question. The Nassau Guardian's editorial today says PLP chances appear to be fading. Do you agree? Let me tell you what the Guardian says. This is the Guardian's now editorial. It says, for many election cycles, we have noted that who wins or loses government usually hinges on the performance of the incumbent party and the satisfaction with that party heading into the election. As has been the case in every election since 2002, when the electorate has soured on the party in power, the governing side loses. Progressive Liberal Party, PLP, sat in governance as the Bahamas greatly benefited from the global economy roaring back in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, says this editorial. Says the Bahamas has also had no major disruptions beyond its control other than inflation over the past 4.5 years. Despite this, the PLP's chances appear to be fading as the May 12th vote nears. For years, we have noted that the PLP has not particularly angered the electorate despite some of its more egregious decisions. However, observing the past 2 weeks, we believe that has changed. People are growing tired of the PLP's shenanigans and hubris. It appears the party has drunk too deeply of its own Kool-Aid and has grossly misinterpreted what the electorate will stomach. The PLP is banking on the hope that the electorate is either too complacent to show up robustly at the polls or is unmotivated by a less than stellar Free National Movement general election slate and campaign. We believe we have moved past the point where the electorate is focusing on the capability of the FNM, which we ourselves doubt at this point. If Dr. Hubert Minnis was successful at anything, it was showing that when the people are fed up with their government, it does not matter who leads the opposition. The masses will seek to punish a government that has betrayed its trust and deal with the next government accordingly. The PLP's blanket entitlement has become a net negative. They are proving to be every bit of the non-transparent, unrepentant, poor stewards of people's trust and treasure many feared it would be. And the mood of the people is shifting against it. We could be reading this wrong, but we believe there may be a reckoning coming for the Davis administration. There is a fine line between people believing you are generally unaccountable and people believing you are bad for the country. Says the PLP may have crossed that line. There is The recent revelations regarding egregious overspending on a laundry list of items, including travel. The PLP has had more than 4 years to get this issue under control, but it is too undisciplined and used the government suggests to do so. It has clearly lost the plot. The reckless spending at the Bahamas Beaches and Public Parks Authority is a prime example. The authority has gone over budget by millions of dollars every fiscal year of this administration and has spent nearly $60 million more than the F&M during its last term in office. When reporters sought clarification on the enormous overspending by Beaches and Parks on nomination day last week, the authority's chairman would not even deign to say when he might account for what appears to be gross mismanagement at the least. He has so far disqualified himself from continuing to serve in that or any capacity as head of an agency with oversight of government funds. The PLP's attempt to explain what happened to the money at its press conference on Sunday was even worse. That the F&M was also fiscally irresponsible is no excuse for continuing that pattern of behavior. That someone else also did something wrong is no excuse for wrongdoing. Even children know that. The PLP should be very worried. Then there is the matter of Sabas Bastian, the ostentatious gaming house empresario who is running on the PLP's ticket in Fort Charlotte. He is a successful Bahamian, and we have no issue with him running for office. However, we cannot be so naive as to pretend to not understand that Bastian has generated an enormous amount of wealth from an industry that was not legal until the Progressive Liberal Party legitimized it in contravention of the 2013 gaming referendum. The irony, or rather the unabashed audacity, that he now seeks to become a lawmaker after being instrumental in an industry that was clearly illegal is not lost on us. While Bastian's lavish spending will entice a certain segment of Fort Charlotte, there are those who have broader concerns. PLP should know the optics are detrimental to their national campaign, but they appear unable to wrap their minds around the concept of telling game house operators no on any front. That's the Nassau Guardian's editorial today, which suggests that the PLP's hopes are fading. Some people point to the rally that was held the other night at the volleyball, the beach soccer tournament. Of course, when I looked online and saw pictures of photos that were posted by the Progressive Liberal Party, I saw what appeared to be a very good crowd. But while my eyes were watching the actual event online, I saw a segment of the bleachers that were quite empty. And then the other side was quite full. And so I don't know these days, sometimes you don't know if to believe your lying eyes or to believe, you know, telling the truth airs. I don't know. But some people point to that as being an indication of things not being as good as one might want. I do know that I always tell people if political parties are doing well and happy about something, they just show it off. Unhappy about something, they don't show it off. They're not going to show you that agreement. They're not going to show you that deed, that document. They're not going to show you that account. They're not going to show it to you because it doesn't produce good news. But if they show it to you, well, then they believe that that is good news. Do you believe the Nassau Guardian's editorial? Is the PLP's hope fading? Are they looking at a loss come May 12th, despite the F&M? It has nothing to do with and what that Guardian's editorial is saying. It's not the F&M being so strong as opposed to people getting fed up with the Progressive Liberal Party over the last, in particular, well, over the term, but maybe it's more strongly by virtue of what they are seeing happening now, whether that is Sabas, who is a gaming operator, commenting on national policy related to lottery, ignoring maybe perhaps the history related to how he accumulated as well, sometimes flaunting it, telling Lincoln Bean, listen, man, I put $5 million down if you could do this. What do you call that, actually? If you do something and I will give you $5 million, that's a bet, right? It's a bet, right? $5 million. No. What other candidate what other candidate other than Rick Fox could do that? I give you 5 minutes. Rick Fox is a $100 million man. Sebastian says his net worth is $28 million, but he got $160 million in family trust. So he could put $5 million down and tell Lincoln, Dan, you put up on, and if you show up, I will give you $5 million. And Lincoln tell him, says, bank told him, his bank told him he won't take his money. Boy, you are some cold people in Bahamas, some cold people. And so there's a Bass issue. There's, like, right now, we are being told that, I'm going to tell you what I found out, okay? The Pike side of Bahama Island grid has backed off from this deal. Unhappy, it seems, from the break, but, you know, things are fermented such that they're out. Now, that's really strange. This was supposed to be a strategic partnership to bring us into a more reformed, modernized power scenario, right? But what we are being told is, no, we have new Bahamian leadership now at the helm of Bahama Island Grid. But that was in the... But this wasn't ever about Bahamian... This was never about Bahamian leadership. This was always about, we need a strategic partner in distribution and generation, and that strategic partner had to be foreign. Pike was it. Right? Pike was it. It took a long time even to find the deal. The deal is so very long, I haven't finished reading it yet. You know, I have other things to do. But now, you know, there's something has happened. Something has happened. Of course, unfortunately, there was one of Pike's workers. I think that may have fermented some things, but this Pike deal seems to have fallen apart. And what do you hear? You don't hear anything about that. What you hear is, we now have Bahamian managers, Bahamianization. Let me ask you a question. If Bahamianization is such a big deal, why did we go for foreignization when we set up the distribution and generation to begin with? Because we could have Bahamianized the distribution and generation privately, because it was already Bahamianized because it was owned by the government. We could have privatized the Bahamianization. We could have Bahamianized that privately, and then they could have buy the foreign consultancy from Pike and them. What money Pike put in this deal? What money? Somebody tell me how much money Pike put in this deal. Because Pike could walk away, losing what? Not a nickel nor a dime. So there's that. And so people, because of a number of things that people are concerned about in terms of knowing, in terms of, there's this notion and this perception that the Progressive Liberal Party has not been the New Day administration that it touted to be. And what could be, and as the editorial points out, what could be more emblematic of that than when asked about the spending at Beaches and Park, you point to the FNM did the very same thing. We just did more of it, right? But you said the FNM was no good. Get rid of the FNM. You needed a new day. And the people gave you a chance to have a new day, and you did the same, but more of the same. See how that becomes a problem? So someone might logically conclude, well, if you did what the FNM did, ought you not to get what the FNM got? That seems a logical conclusion, if that's your argument. If you're listening to Z Live, I'm Shabagola, and your host. We'll be back after this break.
Not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my
hand. 5 years of POP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
Movement. Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. If you want to call us from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304. We're talking about the Nassau Guardians editorial. The Nassau Guardian says that the PLP's hopes of winning the next election seem to be fading. And it makes the argument that even while the FNM's performance and campaign and slate may not be stellar, that just like Dr. Hubert Minnis didn't win because he was stellar, people are getting increasingly disenchanted with the Progressive Liberal Party and unwilling to give them another chance. This is the basic argument, and it points to certain things. In particular, what it says is shenanigans and hubris. Shenanigans and hubris. Interesting words for sure. Interesting. I have to tell you, like, you know, when I, and you all know on the show the other day, I did this. I said, you have these, this is on Friday's show when I played music, that on the one hand, the Progressive Liberal Party makes a pitch about how wonderful things are, transformative things have been. I mean, the other day, Wendell Dunes, I heard, he was saying, he said, just look around you, right? What has happened at the progress that's being made. I mean, and so that's the pitch by the Progressive Liberal Party. behind the Free National Movement and the other opposition, and people some people will be pointing to, man, are y'all serious? This is what is happening in the Bahamas on the immigration front, on the cost of living front, on the economic hardship front, on the unemployment front, you know. And people say, well, where's that progress? So you have these two very contrasting scenarios being played out. You know, I have to say sometimes as I listen to the arguments, I'm wondering to myself, too. I said, wow, okay. I was stunned, as the editorial pointed out, I was stunned when I heard two sets of explanations from the Progressive Liberal Party on things that people are concerned about, the travel. The notion that, well, we set up, we set up relations with this country in Africa and what have you, as arguments to explain spending $4 million on travel. Or, you know, there were business deals had or this had and that. I mean, honestly, if it were me, you tell me you spent $74 million, I will list out for you. Well, we went to Copenhagen, and when we came out of Copenhagen, we signed this deal. That deal is worth this amount of money. It's already up and running, and we got this amount of jobs from it and this amount of business opportunity from it. We went into Buenos Aires, and we were able to reach out to displaced people, and they agreed to do this in the Bahamas and that in the Bahamas. We do not live in a world anymore where you can have platitudes presented as performance metrics anymore. That world has faded. That's not a world Obama lives in now. You have to come with the concrete. And let me tell you something. Some politicians miss this. Can I tell you? I told you all this before, over a year ago on the show. Politicians, you are not the most trusted entities in the world. And you all will recall, I put myself in that to say, if I were a politician today, I might still be somebody who they don't trust on the political front. Politicians, trust premium is flat. So you don't have the luxury, even if you have a mouthpiece speaking for you, of saying, oh, this is what happened, that is what happened. People aren't buying that. That's not enough. You've got to give people the concrete. First of all, they have to be experiencing the reality of what you say you delivered. That's how it works. And it don't make no difference, you FNM or PLP. That's how it works, okay? And then secondly, you know, we have to recognize that when you are speaking to the Bahamian public, you got to give them some credit for being able to discern the logic of what you're saying. Maybe not all of them will. Maybe there's some of them who only because they PLP or FNM, they believe what you say. But there is a group of people out here, No. They are going to listen to you. They are going to analyze what you say. BS, they can call you out. If it's something else, they can say, oh, that's wonderful, fantastic. That's the reality of things. You have to give credit to your society for having a large enough swath of people now who can listen to the things you are putting forward as arguments and saying, that don't make a whole lot of sense to me. So let me give you an example of it. If the FNM, I do not know this to be true because I wasn't able to verify it even though I tried to. If the FNM said, the reason why we overspent in beaches and parks was because we were trying to give opportunities to small and medium-sized contractors and the like. If it said that, that wouldn't be acceptable. That would not be acceptable. You don't overspend to that. Now, if you come and say to me, you know, we have decided that the economy of the Bahamas requires a bit of stimulation because X, Y, and Z is happening, and in light of that, we are going to use our budget in this area to do some of that stimulus because that's now a policy and program, then I can believe you. I can say, well, that makes sense. But if the FNM did that and said we overspent because, and that wasn't a plan something, then that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. The FNM lost. So how many, however much stimulus they did for the monies that they spent, the people of the Bahamas said, no, you all need to go. And they didn't tell them they need to go in a little bit of seats. They tell them you need to go in plenty of seats. Now, if you are a progressive liberal party and you say there's going to be a new deal, and you complained about that same overspending. See, this is what gets me in the country. This is what gets me. You complain about that same overspending. You said it was a slush fund. Then you turn around and you slush up the slush fund by $60 million. And your explanation is, we did the same thing the FNM did. Really? That was like Dr. Minnis. Dr. Minnis said, raising taxes is a lazy way to get revenue. He come to office and within months, Dr. Minnis raised VAT. Dr. Minnis them called the spy bill that the PLP was pushing, a spy bill, and it was not right for the Bahamas and so forth. And it was the first bill they passed in Parliament when they came to office. You can't do that to people who are sensible people, man. You cannot do that. And so I don't understand it. I don't understand what people are thinking. Like, what is their vortex of confusion that makes it impossible for people to see how irrational, unreasonable some of the explanations are that they're giving for things? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Right here. You know, Mr. Lang, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. But in regard to the Pike situation, I think I read or heard that that their workers, because their co-worker was killed, that all of their workers had left, and they were looking for new workers. So apparently they're having issues and getting people to come and work for them because of the situation.
And that's what you heard.
That happened.
That's what you heard.
Pardon me?
That's what you heard. Yeah. And I heard that, and I heard other things.
Okay. But I mean, there were always underlying currents, but this may have exasperated, or, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, so, but that is what I mean, I don't know in it, but I'm sure, you know, there were some other things that weren't going well in regard to this particular contract.
But you know what it is for me is things go badly. Things can happen, right? So you can have things happen. That's nobody's fault. Things can happen. But when you are in government, it is more useful for you to be upfront with me to explain a matter than to have me fill it in with rumors or, you know, some people trading inside information or some people saying.
When they were asked about FOIA, this wasn't a priority for them, getting information out. I mean, we have these so-called communication spin doctors who come and say all kind of foolishness and you know, they want us to leave. Like, you know, like everybody just don't have a brain to think and to analyze and, you know, just, you know, we are so sheep-like that, you know, we must just, you know, slam blindly right into the dark. I mean, the fact the other guys, my guy called it, they say, oh, the fact that the international organization has said that the Bahamian economy is doing well. Yes, our revenues are up and so on and so forth. There's a language there, but that there's still no accountability.
But listen to me, right? Because I want you in the future to be aware of this. When people are talking about government revenue being up, that's not the way you look at an economy performing well. Because if the government taxes you, its revenue will go up even if the economy sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tourism is up and so on and so forth.
Tourism numbers are up, but what's happening? Numbers
are up,
spending?
And then, you know.
What's happening with spending? What's happening with spending? It's flat.
I mean, even though, like I said, our dues have gone up in the past. In the past couple of years because of the influx of tourism. But when we get that money, the money isn't managed. We don't know how all of these PPPs that they have assigned, that they have entered into, how that is affecting the cash flow. It's just so many. And, you know, they promised a new day. They promised that we're going to be different. I expected difference. The Procurement Act that the FNM had passed when this administration came in, they said, man, that was too much red tape, you know. And it's like, you know, the PAC, the people, which is part of Parliament's procedure for keeping or checking government spending, they were told not to answer to the opposition. There's 130-something questions that are still not answered. We don't know yet whether the Grand Lucayan, whether we received the funds for that, and so on. There are just so many unanswered that some of us have.
So people just don't care. So you agree with the Nassau Guardian's editorial?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, there are certain questions, Mr. Bonamy. His income, he has, I said already, Mr. Bunny has $700,000 in the bank. That's almost $1 million cash. When he reported earlier, he said he was valued some $877,000. He said that he's making $213,000 a year, almost as much as the prime minister, I believe. You know,
well, so he makes more than the prime minister. That's more than the prime minister. The prime minister makes,
you know, more $213,000 a year as chairman. As chairman, is that a paid? What does the chairman get paid?
Well, I don't think all of that is from chairmanship.
He may have a residual income or whatever and whatnot, but I mean, for your income to increase,
if I ever get back in office, I'm going to find out what that saving strategy is for people, and I'm going to use that strategy.
When I come back to office, I try to get almost a millionaire cash. Wow. I mean, you know, all of these things, it's sort of, you know, you may like a candidate. But then, if you figure that if you vote for them, you're voting for the leader to stay there to continue to do the same thing. You know, this government had at least 4 or 5 more months. They could have passed those low hanging fruit things. They could have passed FOIA. They could have passed the campaign finance reform thing. They could have set fixed election date. You know, they had a whole 5 months, and they. Whatever the blaming people decide to do.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. By the way, you know, the beaches and parks spending, the travel spending is only reflective of what happened up to the third quarter, you know. The last quarter reporting hasn't come. So there could be more than 41 million or more than 173 million spent because you don't have the third quarter reporting yet on those matters, right? This text says, good afternoon, sir. The PLP last night rally, I watched it and a lot of seats were empty at the soccer stadium. Mr. Lang, the soccer stadium is built to seat 3,000 people and the video and photos of the PLP rally last night have about 5,000 or more, and I know what I saw, it was AI generated. The PLP has been using AI on all their rallies, trying to convince the Bahamian people that a lot of people were there at the rally. The PLP leadership with Brave and Chest is lying. Lying means somebody is telling you something and you know the difference, but I mean, you know, so I put on the radio here, can't accept that. But you say, and now they, I'm finished. you guys use different language, right? Yeah, use different language. If you want to say you don't believe them, that's fine. Okay, but let's use different language. All right. Someone says that they said, this text says, afternoon, the editorial may be on to something. 1 year ago, I would have predicted a PLP victory, but I believe the tides are turning in the past 2 to 4 months. I believe the immigration problem will bring them down. I honestly believe they will be voted out. As for Fort Charlotte, I won't count Travis out, says that texter. This texter says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Gone are the days to hear rather than let your performance speak. Too many complaints and irregularities are too commonplace with this government without any proper documentation to support claims of success or completion. This text is, Mr. Lang, this BPL entire situation is deplorable. Why can't we get the new generators or new ways to extract or generate electricity to provide to the public? Okay. This text says, good afternoon. The editorial is spot on today. I was very disappointed to hear Sabah say he does not see anyone on the opposition side with the capacity to get a national lottery going. This has caused me to look at him in a different light, Saab. Yeah, I can't imagine anyone sensibly saying anything like that. But I have to tell you, I've heard Sabas prior to his vying for public life. He made public speeches, and I heard him say some things that I cringed. I heard him speaking to young people and touting the fact that they say you have to go to college. But look at me, I didn't go to college. And he did not tell them the whole story about how he came into all the money he came into. My name is Zhivago Lang. I promise you, if I had decided to go into any number of things that were not legal in the Bahamas, I guarantee you I could have an abundance of wealth. I could do it. Because there is something about illegal things that create a premium on the amount of money you can generate. That's why people do it. We know it has happened in drug trafficking. We know it has happened in money laundering. We know it has happened in human trafficking. We know it's happened in the numbers business. Whenever things are illegal, the kinds of ways in which you can generate abundance of funds has a premium set on it. And that's why when you see things get legalized, you actually get a dip in the revenue capacity of the thing. In some ways, maybe if you get the government says, no, I'm going to give you an exclusivity for 25 years and that's this little, get it. Oh, yeah, you could generate lots of money if the thing is a vice, an addictive vice, an entertaining a vice that creates serotonin in people's brains. That ain't hard. That ain't hard to do at all. You go try and make billions of dollars producing a cure for cancer. See how hard that is. But I heard that, and I was like, wow. I don't want to tell young people that, man, because many young people who graduated university have done exceptionally well, without having anything they have to hide or anything that people are concerned about, right? And so I was self. So anybody can tell me. Anyway, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We're going to pay our respects to our sponsors first, and then we're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand. Everybody. A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! Bahamas, wake up! All across this nation, time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money and good money. FNM, we ready. Poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Sabas get rich, now we run the land, while Bahamians catching hell again. Big mansion, big car, big talk, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't rest. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Sabas County Millionaire, FNM say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let
a paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
At Marco's, we make it better. Better ingredients, better flavors, better quality. A signature sauce that families have always counted on. We are not only serving your family, but our families too. Two medium, one-topping pizzas with center squares or cheesy bread for just $29.95. When you want pizza you can trust, choose Marco's. Your family deserves the best. Marco's Pizza, crafted with heart and proudly shared with love.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities, to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships. We're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pintard says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
Bahamas Get Ready. The Bahamas Agricultural and Industrial Corporation presents the 5th annual Taste and Tell Food Expo, the biggest food processing event of the year. Join us April 25th at the Western Esplanade from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live cooking demos, competitions, eating contests with prizes, a fun kitty corner, and live entertainment. Don't miss it. For more info, 766-209. Taste and Tell. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I read for you the Nassau Guardian's editorial that says the PLP's chances are fading. I was asking, do you agree? I think I had two people who agreed so far about it. And some people who just commented otherwise. Politics is a momentum business, for sure. And you know, going into the election, you try to get some momentum. And so some people believe ever since the launch, FNM's launch, that campaign launch, that it got some momentum and has been building on that momentum. Of course, if you ask PLP supporters, they'll tell you no way, the PLP has got the momentum. And I like you will hear them talk about winning 36 seats, 35 seats, and so forth and so forth. But we'll see. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, I agree 100% with the Nassau Guardian editorial. I watched the rally last night, and those were my thoughts exactly. Also, thank you for educating the Bahamian people daily. You are making a tremendous difference in the country. I make it a point to listen to your show daily. Thank you, and continue the good work. I appreciate your saying so. Try to do my best. I didn't somebody ask me. There was the line. Say, if the BLP wins, what you can do? That's what you mean. Say you and then come after you. I said, come after me for what? For what? For sharing my thoughts on life and things. And what have you. I mean, besides if, I've told you guys before, the show, the theme song for the show is, I'm not afraid. I'm 58 years old, man. I'm serious about that. Hey, you could take everything away from me. You know, my financial journey in this country has not been simple. I can tell you that, right? Don't mind me. Shivago's got financial knowledge. He's got economic knowledge. Man, you crap could happen to anybody. So my financial journey has not been easy. I don't make no buggy load of money in politics other than the salary I was paid. And lots of expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you could take everything on planet Earth from me. I sleep under a banana tree, but I am not going to be somebody who sits around and then observes and watches things and think, oh, because I'm trying to protect my piece of the pie, I'm going to not say a word or say something to FNM, the PIP. It's all the same thing on this show for me. When I started this show, I had a talk with somebody who I regard very highly, and all they said to me was, Shivago, carry water for nobody. And that's what I'm doing. So however you want to carry it, however you want to split it, whatever you want to do, it ain't going to be nothing new for me. I've been there, done that before. I had a $100,000 contract a year taken from me because I used to write my thoughts in the Tribune concerning life in the country. Taken from me. I said this in the Parliament of the Bahamas before. Taken from me. You know what I decided to do? I was out of politics at the time. I said, well, if you ain't want me to live outside of politics, I can go and live inside of politics, and the rest is history. Right? So I'm not concerned about it. This text says, good afternoon, Shivago. I'm just really disappointed in the PLP in regards to the public transportation system, which they promised they would fix. And they promised to fix the traffic situation in New Providence, which they haven't. Driving in Nassau is horrendous. Suck my teeth, says that person. This text says, great show as usual. He probably told the kids that to give them hope that if he never went to school, if he made it, they could make it also, because realistically, not everyone will make it to college. Well, first of all, I don't disagree with that. You don't have to go to college. I tell my kids that. You don't have to go to college to be successful, et cetera, et cetera. But if I ask you to look to my story, if you're like, I should give you the whole story. Okay? That's my point. All right? And I would contextualize it for people. All right? So don't give me that sanitized version of what you think he was probably trying to say. I listened to his speech. I'm telling you what I observed. And this is the second time I've spoken about it. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. As a Bahamian citizen, I agreed with the editor. I'm very appreciative of how you informed and educate the public about our affairs in the country. As for running again in politics, I personally would like to see you back. Yet we need you also where you are today. Yet you can't be at the same time. Thank you. I appreciate your saying so. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The PLP is used. Oh, no, I read that before. Sorry. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister, that's me?
Yes, hello? Yes, that's you. Yeah, that's you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Poppy at the blind one, PLP. Listen,
hey.
I want to agree with the Guardian, but first I want to tell you thanks for continuing to educate us. And if you don't mind. Hello?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Something with the wire. If you don't mind me, how you say, adopting, what you say now? I'm not afraid, neither. I am not afraid, neither. Because every time I open my mouth, not every time, but if I criticize my party or I give my opinion, they say, I ain't no good PLP. I tell you this before. You get 100,000 taken away from you for speaking.
100,000 a year.
year?
No, it was 120. It was 120,000 consulting contract. 120,000.
I laughing at you, brother. I laughing at
no,
you.
No, it is. $120,000 contract.
Lord, listen, and man, a person like you, it's priceless what you've been doing for this country and what you're still doing for the country. 120, that should have been $1,020,000 they was paying you. So listen, not to talk my business, and people might know, and they might say, you ain't deserve nothing. They should take everything. But they take something from me since we went in 2021. My body, boy. My body taken away. And they couldn't do that to me without the permission from, how do I say it? I can't say the permission from the Prime Minister. They couldn't do that without the Prime Minister, must he being okay with that. And guess what? I's one of them who's telling people about him long time how he don't say no. He might stomach, what you looking for? He don't say no. But not today. Well, I have to agree with the Guardian. This is a new PLP. When I say new PLP, not that slogan, new PLP. This is the worst spiteful PLP I ever bucked in my life as a PLP. And they talk about the Linden, they talk about the next one, but this despiteful one here, I feel like the party get hijacked. Some of us PLPs them, and I know I ain't only. When I think it's thousands of us, Minister Lang, you can't say nothing. You would have think that this man who's the Prime Minister, he was so humble in the party. This is a totally different person who I know today. He was so humble. I would knew would have do things like this. I never thought he would have come on the mic on the radio on his like how Dr. Minister say he came for stew fishing, different like that. This one, he say something today, then he get Latre Ram and them coming, and Latre, if it's a reason why some of them PLPs is not going to vote for the party, it's what you be doing, Mr. Ram. And I know that's your job. You say your order. He say, he quote on the TV station over by Eyewitness one day, he say, his job is to please his boss. What us? And I understand that. But that aggravate people, even PLPs, that aggravate. Like I was saying, why I believe what the Guardian saying is true, not because some of the branches was empty, because they was bragging about how many people was there. But I don't know if they ever hear about ran a crowd. So much, some of these people, them even ain't registered to vote, and it been happening. I been knowing but ran a crowd from that time. It was 50, and this time, just a word of mouth from people. Allegedly, they saying they getting paid $50, $100 to wear the shirts, even if they ain't registered, just to build up the crowd. See, being a stranger of the truth and saying something, then talking down to people when we thought you were so humble, man. Like, there's a saying, say, the higher the, I ain't gonna use the word animal, the higher the thing get up, it show you rare end. And it's the truth. It's like, you can't say, these people can't, like, I used to hear them as a young boy talking about to Linden and stuff, but these people who hear now can't, like, there's God. People like, because they public figures and they...
No, don't call
their name, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Don't call their name, right?
Yeah. That's not.
I can't say Fred Mitchell.
Well, he's a public figure. You call his name.
What would Jerome Fitzgerald?
Well, he's not a public. He's not. He's
in the office of the Prime Minister. Well, I think he's an advisor.
Yeah.
Well, listen what I'm saying. These people, if they don't
call like public you, figures, call elected people name, man. Okay, people who run into office.
These people, Minister Lang, if they don't like you, dog eat your lunch. But why dog ain't eat our lunch? Because God in control and we trust in God. Some of us PLPs. You understand? Now, plenty is what they used to do is stay home and don't vote. I think they mad this time. But for some reason, these people showing their true colors. I don't know if it's because gone. Bradley Roberts gone. They couldn't get away with these things. Some of them who listen to them, they talking like this, the Prime Minister. They only chairman of this and chairman of that, or minister of this and minister of that. And they can't only, they could never do them things to me, Brad. That's my opinion. And as a PLP, listen to me. They don't want me to vote PLP. They make me mad enough to don't vote. They don't deserve my vote, no. They don't deserve for me to be honest, no.
I got you, Papa. I got you, man. Thanks for calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shuago.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
And yes, I also agree with the editorial. It's such a clear, they can see exactly what everybody else is saying, and I'm so glad they put it in writing, because the PLP, I don't know how, they could have took all of these governments after 97 and we could have taken a page or how or why Mr. Ingram got 2 terms, right? But it appears that no government came after even took no, when why wouldn't you try to do your best in your first term, right? And it becomes so easy for you to get a second term.
But you know what? You know what Mr. Ingram's secret was? So the things Mr. Ingram did, he didn't have to explain to people he was doing. Because if you used to stand on long lines in March to go get your car license, and you don't have to do that no more, do I have to explain to you that you did that?
No, and that's the point I'm making. Mr. Ingram, he made some just especially where the public could have feel and identify.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times, and instances, they were things we was complaining about for years before that. All right, and he came and he just made a lot of quick changes, and that caused people that caused PLPs to vote FLM, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these guys today, especially this administration, I mean, this administration can't, in my view, compare itself with no administration what came before it, but yet still it is trying to get people or the electorate. To give them a second term, despite only them could see their accomplishment, only them could feel their accomplishment. Mr. Lang, this got to be the most lucrative time to be a member of Parliament because it appears that, you know, it showed based on what was announced as far as who declared, it looked like the only people benefited in this last 4.5 years were our politicians. And I mean, these people and this government in particular, they have no shame. And I understand for them having no shame, you know, because, see, once you could keep a positive face to workery, right, then you could convince the people, you could keep the people them fooled that you are doing something.
But you can't say they're doing crookery. We don't know that unless we do. You can have questions, right?
Right.
You can have questions about what you observe. And see and whether you think that it makes sense for the country or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you calling. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, thanks, Chivago. Good day to you and to the Bahamas. I partly agree with, mostly agree with the article, and I thought it was insightful. She highlighted something that I didn't think of, but.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would add is that if the insinuation is that they will lose, I would say no. I would say yes. They don't have the ground that they once had leaned before, not even nomination day. They lost it, I think, when the FNM came with the lottery, which she highlighted, I think, in the editorial. And also, I think the FNM is not doing enough. I think there's an opportunity for them to latch on to that, where those persons who since they have been in office has increased significantly. I think you alluded to somewhat to it. You said, show me how you do that, man. And I asked, what kind of investment could these persons possibly have had that yielded these kind of
even in investment, the savings? This in your savings account.
And as we increase our own wealth, there also come some additional expenses. So
an additional desire to spend what we in economics call the wealth effect.
Yeah, and so I for 4 years it raises some questions, and I believe that the FNM has an opportunity where they can say, okay, we will either strengthen the laws, but have to explain where they got the monies from. So I think those are opportunities the FNM can explore. Or can exploit. I think while the PLP, I think they have lost significant ground. I don't think they'll lose. I'm not an FNM, I'm not a PLP. But I think the PLP has done a lot in that, you know what, they're hiring a lot of public servants. A lot of public servants are now in those offices, and I know. And so you have a lot of people now. So what they're doing is, that's a tool that politicians seem to use, both parties, where they bring on people and just give them jobs. But I think, you know, people are getting tired of that. I think that's, you know, but the PLP has seemingly mastered that this election. And so, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out, because I think it's going to be at a constituency level how well these particular parties do or how well the other parties are able to take some ground.
I, su- I serve with you, but Alexander Ingram, so don't lump us in that hiring one buggy load of people before election business. That was not us.
Well, I stand to be corrected. You're a witness.
Yeah.
Can you touch on, since you've been in there, please explain how could it possibly be where the wealth that these that persons who are in Parliament double and triple what they were when they first come in, since you've been a part of that?
Thank you, man. I can't be helpful with that. I don't know about that experience at all. I cannot be helpful with that. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Good day to the nation. Mr. Lang, I had to call to respond to that nonsense that keeps hearing on your show and other shows.
Okay.
It's because, okay. I mean, I don't understand why does the PLP have their water running the way it does. But, you know, the PLP never hire any crowd. We don't rent a crowd. We don't hire a crowd. These people are coming out because the base is electrified. Okay, the PLP is doing their work. We're on the ground. Mm-hmm. We're working in the nation to make the nation a better place and everything. So, and by the way, I'm the national vice chair for logistics.
Yes, I know, sir.
And that's why I'm calling to defend, you know, the organization in that respect. We don't need to hire crowds. Okay, this is very electrified. We're in touch with our people. You know, we're working with our people. We're working across the board. We're helping FNMs. We're helping PLPs. We're helping COIs. Everybody. We're helping Bahamians. Okay? So, you know, we just want to encourage the Bahamians to choose progress. All right? Because we're going to take the nation forward. We're going to take the nation higher. Okay? So I just wanted to say that because I don't know why Popper keeps hitting at the party what he claims he is a part of because he's not a PLP. He's a hired gun. Okay, whoever pays him or whoever hires him to do their dirt, that's who he works for. Okay, so he's not a PLP. And, you know, but we do appreciate his vote if he decides to vote for us.
I got you. Well, I appreciate you calling, sir. Okay, we do we have another caller on the line? Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Very glad. Yeah. Everything good, man. You can't listen to Pop of them because. This is the strongest I've ever seen the PLP all my life, and I voted PLP all my life. 7 times, and I was in the PLP with this much energy and young people. You understand me? So there's no competition in this election. Too straight.
Okay. No competition at all.
No competition at all. Don't mind.
I'm a
CBRDON. Boy, I'm so scared. But after I see last night, I believe I form opposition.
Okay.
we came the whole hog.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. All right. This text says, what is their arrogance? In many election cycle, Bahamians have shown both parties that while they are willing to accept some mistakes, they will not accept arrogance. The PLP has become too overconfident, forgetting that report card is May 12th, says that this, you just heard the gentleman just now. He said this one over, that done. This text is good afternoon. You are the best talk show host. You are very unbiased. I try to listen to your show each day. Keep doing what you're doing. Great job. I appreciate you saying so. There are lots of people who may not think that, but I try my best to believe it or not. I have a bias. I tell people, every one of us are biased, but what we have to be able to do is to take that bias from in the front of our face, put it in our lap, and see the world clearly. And then you can pick your bias up later on. That's what I try to do. This text is, Mr. Lang, I'm going to give the FNM a chance to run this country. And so far, I'm not impressed at all with this PLP government. It's time for a significant change, says that texter. Okay. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. The article you read from The Guardian is spot on. I think it's fading after the issues of fraudulent documents, passport, voters, cards, etc. Gone are the days where the politicians think they can tell us anything and we believe them. Still no accountability or transparency. We are still waiting on the 50th Independence Celebrations report and explanation on how the $141 million overspending for roads and parks, $78 million on travel, etc. We are tired of the reckless spending and nonchalant attitudes, so let them know. Most of us right here waiting for May 12th, says that texter. This text says, with much respect, Z, I can continue to take inspiration from your story of willing to face challenges based on your stance, your willingness to stand on integrity. Stay true always, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. This text says, good afternoon, sir. Following. Oh, this is a different story. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
No.
Hey, Anton, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What you saying? I'm good, man. What you saying? I got the bone of my throat.
Okay. All right, listen, Zivago.
Hey.
I heard your very good friend and leader of the opposition said from the stage that he and Zivago went down in North Africa to visit the great old dragon, the sleeping dragon.
This is he was talking about back in the day, but back in the day when me and him ran.
No, sir. He wasn't talking about no back in the day.
No, he could only be talking about back in the day. That's to be clear. Don't get me mixed up now. I ain't been nowhere with nobody in 8, 9, 10 years.
Okay,
don't get me mixed up.
Okay.
No. Let me make this very clear to y'all. I do not participate in any. I am not working for nobody on no political campaign. I ain't being nowhere with nobody. I believe if he mentioned anything, he was talking about when he and I ran on the F&M ticket.
So, Margo, you are with me. Once you express something with me, that's a done deal. Right?
I know, but this even ain't for you. This is important because you said it, and I don't want people to misunderstand. Michael Pintard is a very dear friend of mine. Very dear friend of mine. There's no question about that. I am his daughter's godfather.
Yes.
But me and him ain't been over no time recently to see no dragon.
Gotcha.
No sorry, Bob.
Gotcha. Let me get on to whatever to say that. Now, Zivago, see, it's one thing when you are a supporter of a party, right? And you are fully in line and aligned with messaging from the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone receives you gloriously, heartily, with both arms and the entire spirit open, right? But when you have cause, legitimate cause, to speak out for yourself, for you and your family, right? And if you are a nation builder and you acknowledge things that are right and true, that is not in line with what has been happening, you all of a sudden become enemy number one of the state. That is not the way to govern the country. That is not a way, the proper way, the best way, a good, not decent way for party politics. All you do is show people you only care about them when you align and when their messaging is aligned with yours. The minute you have a difference or a split in the road, you're ready to bury that person. That means you were never loyal to them. That's what you're actually demonstrating. And you have to be very careful of demonstrating that kind of message in this environment when we are so close to a national general election. It's deplorable, Zivago.
All right.
Right?
I got you.
And I speak because I also speak independently. Let me move to my second point quickly, Zivago. As it relates to one of your callers said that this is the strongest they've ever seen the PLP. Listen, we have one of the strongest leaders who sat in the chair of prime minister, sitting in that chair right now, right? And if things were to have gone according to what his record is, what his heart reflected over these decades, we would not be fighting as we are to be returned to government. We would not be looking and wondering how we're going to look when we reach to the bottom. Zivago, because they did not go in accordance to that, right? Zivago, the National Soccer Stadium down there at Malcolm Park, that holds approximately, according to the technicians who designed it, 2,512 people, not 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
2,512 people. I've known Raleigh and Zivago well. We sunk Clifford Park, okay? As a PLP supporter, I am very displeased with how I see our elections have been managed and running. Because I think We are on the wrong wicket entirely. I think our messaging is off. Our approach is off. And we are losing ground because of it, Tobago. We can't find the, you know what? Let me not say we can't find. We have the people who are directing the national messaging ain't getting it right. Y'all ain't hitting the right notes. And it's making the prime minister look bad. Okay? Because he empowered people around him to execute on his behalf and to make him look good. And he ain't never come to the point that he sits in and stands in and say he's displeased with what is being done. That ain't his role. That's for people around him to say. People who are honest enough and bold enough to stand up and speak.
I got you, but if he's strong, he ain't fix it. I mean, when England wasn't pleased with something, he fix it. Listen, man, you gotta go. This can't happen. This you gotta fix it. You can't just let it happen. If you're a strong leader. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. No? All right. Yeah, go ahead. Hi.
Mr. Lang, you know what my grandmother always used to say? My grandmother always used to say, if you throw a rock in the crowd, and the one who say I, that's the one who get hit. After Papa starts speaking, you see them come out the woodwork. My grandmother always say, huh?
I got you, brother. I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, we can take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chavago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
This Earth Day, something special is happening, and you're invited to be a part of it. Join Guardian Radio 96.9 FM live from the beautiful Bahama on the morning of April 22nd. Tune in as we explore how Bahama is leading the way in sustainability and conservation in the Bahamas. Whether you're passionate about the environment or simply want to learn how we can all do our part, this is a broadcast you do not want to miss. Live from Bahama on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Earth Day morning, April 22nd. Tune in and be a part of the change.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. You can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! All across this nation, time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. Poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Save us get rich, now we run the land, while Bahamians catching hell again. Big mansion, big car, big talk, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't rest. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Save us county million, FNM say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let the truth flow. Our money ain't good money.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
The following is a paid political message.
Out to Kalani. For you.
That was a paid political message.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me say a couple of things before we go to our callers on the line. First of all, I am made to understand that Michael Pintard was a loony and I traveled with Mr. Ingram to Abaco for a rally back in 97 when we both ran. So just to be clear, okay? And if he drops my name, I don't have no problem with that because, that's not an issue if it's a fact about what we've done. The other thing is, even Michael Pintard will tell you, listen, people are telling him, boy, Zhivago he said some things that wasn't too very flattering for the party, the F&M party. And he will tell me that. He will tell them, but you all know, how you go, he can be balanced and he's gonna be straight, right? So I don't want nobody having a, don't mix up. The second thing is, I want to say this. I think it is rather ignorant of anyone to be quoting Michael Pintard's book, Politics, as if Michael Pintard is saying this is how you play politics, rather than a book, a satirical book, a satire about how we play politics in the Bahamas. I mean, for anything, Michael Pintard say, this is what you do, destroy as many people as you can. I mean, that is absolute ignorance. I don't care who says it. It could be any former prime minister, current prime minister, former deputy prime minister, current deputy prime minister, any minister or MMP. If you are alluding to Michael Pintard's book of 20 years used in our schools and time for literary references and so forth, it is absolute ignorance and a show of great desperation that's what you think you have to do. It's pathetic. Absolute nonsense. I mean, how are you as an artist supposed to write literature if you can, you can't use satire that somebody one day don't, who's so ignorant, they don't understand satire, will use that back on you to say this, what you said? Come on, man. Wake the heck up. Not right. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm right here. What's up?
Good, man. From your previous experience in being involved with governments and elections, can you say whether or not the United States has always had observers? Our local election?
Well, first of all, I don't know about the United States having observers. I heard on Nuri's show today that C.A. Nuri said on his show that the Bahamas has always had observers in their elections. That is untrue. We have not always had official observers in our elections. That was a recent development post-1990. Just with that, I think the 92 election may have had observers, and then since that time. It is not automatic.
Right.
You know, observers cannot come into your country unless you invite them to do so.
Understandable.
Okay? So the suggestion that the opposition should not have made that application or requested the same is absolute nonsense, because Hubert Alexander Ingram, prior to 1992, made the same appeal for such a thing.
Okay. So understanding that now, and understanding the fact that making the application, does that send a slap in the face to the observers that we would have had prior to? Like the OAS and those folks who have, probably fairly evaluated our elections with a report.
But it ain't a slap in the face to anybody. It's not a slap in the face to anybody. You and the government might invite who it wishes to invite. The opposition might invite who it wishes to invite. And if they get, and you feel slighted by that, what do anything? You are trying to get independent observers to come and look at your election. You decide who you believe are independent observers.
Right.
I don't think the OAS people sitting around feeling, oh my God, why didn't they invite me?
The norm. That's what I was meaning.
No, the norm isn't, there's no norm. There is, you make an appeal to the international community, and by and large, what happens, whether it's the OAS or the UN, they try to get groups of independent people to come and participate. It's not any one group. It's a group of independent-minded people. So, for instance, Hubert Ingram has participated as an observer in elections in other countries. So you try to get people who understand politics, who understand elections, and who don't have any ties to the political parties involved. So that's all that matters.
I think that is the point. And I basically thought that, I don't know. I mean, that's their total right to ask for the U.S. to come in and whatnot. But I was just thinking that, and also the Commonwealth has always sent persons, and apparently they were pretty much adequate previously. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. The bigger point is the opposition believes there is a need for observers. Independent observers. That's the biggest point. And as long as you get that, that's what you require. The OAS don't have no specialty in that. The US don't have no specialty in that. You know what I mean? It's you get, the UN has had a long-standing facility for sending election observers. Long-standing. Right? So that, I don't think that that's a really big deal at all. This text says, good afternoon, sir. I'm from Carmichael and I'm voting FNM because this is the most worst PLP I have ever seen. So I got a better Bahamas for my great-grandchildren. So we're going to bring in the first woman in Carmichael, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, in response to Antoine's comments about PLP's team not hitting the right notes, when a conductor bills an orchestra, musicians who don't hit the right notes are eliminated. If not, the conductor carries the blame because it is his sole responsibility to ensure that the music is right. You got that right. That's a very good example. Analogy. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I was at the PLP rally last night, and if everyone was seated at the same time, there would have been no seats left. Many persons were getting something to eat and drink before perhaps going to their seats. The earlier text was not there in person to see the large numbers of people standing outside of the stadium as well. Mr. Lang, you always say, and I quote, get the facts. Well, there are people who say they were there, who I heard from, who also indicated that they didn't see all the seats fill. And you might be right that people were going to get pick up things, but people see what they see. That's a fact too. And I saw. I didn't put the rally on Facebook, but I watched it and I saw them panning. And one side, as I indicated, was filled, and the other side was scanty. So if all of those people were out, picking up some D, well, that's fine. But you wouldn't be no different than the others who are trying to defend their positions, their points. Okay. This text, they're still concerned about the entire thing with us, but too early truly predict. Many are still undecided, they say. Anytime you see most people undecided or many people undecided, when they break against the government. That's the typical rule. When people support a government, they say so. They're very vocal about it. That's typical. This text says, Lang, half the stadium on the opposite side was completely empty. That's what I saw. That's what I saw when I was planning. And I'm seeing a picture here shown to me right now, and this is sent by a PLP supporter. Saying showing the emptiness. So what do you want me to do? Not believe my lying eyes? We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I called because I saw something interesting floating on Facebook regarding Pike. They gone and they stopped providing service. I'm not sure. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, what we know is that the leadership of Island Grid has changed. We are told that Pike employees are concerned about working in the Bahamas after the shooting of one of their workers. And I have been advised that the deal, like Pike is like stepping away. That's what I've been told.
Okay. See, this is what I think you probably be more person who appreciate what I want to say to you in a few minutes, right? When I ran into politics, I was 35. I ran as independent because I wanted to provide communication to my public and to the people of the Bahamas from a fair and unbiased perspective. I was young. I'm 43 now. So you're not dust for 9 years since or 8 years. I can be 44. Okay? And I didn't just observe as a spectator. I spent my money. My wife and I sacrificed. We did what we had to do to try to get our message out as much as we can. But the whole most important thing was understanding how administrations are chosen and how they manage and they. One of the things that disappoint me is Mrs. Joe Beck. With this Pike deal, with this energy program that we have been trying to deal with for the last 5 years. And then on the eve, all of a sudden now, everybody's scared because we had one murder of a Pike employee. That's happened everywhere in the world. Persons come here, they die on the job. But I'm sure there's nothing targeted. So why do you want to just up and leave or so adamant not to want to be a part of it? I think that's something that we need to deeper dive. Because outside of me just being an observant and being a participator, I'm also a person who wants to provide solutions in terms of understanding issues that happen in our country and to be not only a voice to talk about a problem, but to provide a solution that is practical and easy to be implemented. Simple solutions, right?
Okay.
So now we kind of back to square one 5 years later.
All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Tell me, is there a reason why no or few political leaders make Grand Bahama a biased campaign approach? It is my opinion that if you win Grand Bahama, you win the election. But why is it that no one is willing to fully commit outright to Grand Bahama and let that be the leading parts of their campaign? Where you have to observe the Bahamas' elections, you could win, and the FNM has won most of the seats in Grand Bahama many times and did not win the election. So you can't say that if you win Grand Bahama, you win the election. That is not true. The facts do not bear that out. It's Texas, Mr. Z. When the crab starts crawling on the 12th, only God can help. The FNM, no observers can, says that Dexter. It's Texas. Good afternoon, sir. Hope all is well with you. I was at the rally. Let's say, for argument's sake, that there was 4,000 people in attendance. One consistency has more people than that. One constituency, yes. Okay. But you were at the rally. What did you see? Did you see all the bleachers filled? Since you were there, you could tell us that. Why worry about the estimate? It says, Mr. Lang, any right-thinking Bahamian with common sense and really have a heart for the direction of this country would vote this government out of office. Their performance has been dismal and wasted millions of dollars, says that text. boy, you only got plenty X here for me to read. So, Mr. Lang, they got to know what satire is. You think they don't know? They know what it is. They just know what they want to do with it. They know exactly what satire is. This says, good day, Mr. Lang, and I thank your blessed mummy for having you. Wow, thank you. Boy, you almost make me cry just now mentioning my mummy name. Ooh, sugar. says, Lang, tell Anton Katz himself something he made for. He can't get everything. That's what you think it is about? This text says, how come you are the only post-present political personality pundit talking sense? I tune in to Z every day except Friday. I perform my own music. Why you ate my feelings just now? This text says, Professor Lang, ask Anton if he told Richard Johnson and other FNMs who joined the PLP because they couldn't have their way. Does the same commentary go for them also, or just to PLPs who want to speak their mind on the manner our party has governed? Let's call a spade, says that text. His text says, Z, L-O-Z, there is no way in the world I can vote PLP this time. The kitchen in the hospital hasn't been working for 2 years, and patients are eating cold food. There's no medicine in the hospital, and they call it progress. No way. Only them experiencing progress, not us, says that text. His text says, Mr. Lang, I can't believe these people are lying on a blind man. But blind, we can see through the black magic. There's some dangerous people. We all know the big man, says that text. His text says, Shivago, I voted PLP last time, but with respect, we'll never do that again, says this text. This text says, what's the call-in number, man? 323-6232. But you running out of time. This text says, Bahamians need to understand that a 10% return on investment is considered excellent in the financial world. In 10 years, you would have recovered your investment. Nobody in the world promises about 300% return on investment in 5 years. You might get it if you invest in a business that shoots to the moon like Facebook up in the 90s. But even that didn't happen overnight. These people with 300% returns are gigantic red flags. Where you see that? Where you offering 300% return? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The PLP doesn't deserve another term. They have been spending recklessly with very little material impact. They haven't been transparent and accountable to the Bahamian taxpayer and haven't done enough to defend the sovereignty of the Bahamas, says that text. This text says, good afternoon, sir. Are cabinet ministers allowed to have ownership in companies which are then contracting their services to the same ministries in which they manage? Not even close. Not even close. That's an ethical breach of a conflict of interest of the highest order. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang, and I always appreciate your logical perspective of your political BA Sabas to be representative of Fort Charlotte, nor did you have to be a numbers man to be a finance man in this beautiful country. I respect you for your representing true humble democracy. As a Bahamian listening, your voice and that of lovers of God and the Bahamas is encouraging. And I appreciate that. Thank you for saying so. This text is, Mr. Lang, I tell you, bro, you are in your element, educating the populace without bias. I was an advocate for your return to frontline politics, but stay right there where you are. We can't pay you for the wealth of knowledge you impart to the Bahamian public. Thank you again. Appreciate that. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. How do you feel about the country diplomats getting involved in this political campaign? I'm referring to Wendell Jones and Clayton Fanatic. They're politicians. That's what they're doing. Politicians do politics. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. Lord spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. Be well.